Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to episode number 50 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing too. Last week we did the dark hole of the events industry with Buzz O'Neill, and it was a longer episode than usual, but everything he said was so important that I couldn't cut it. And this week we're going to do April Fool's Trap Hole, because this episode is coming out on April Fool's Day. Sorry about the sound. There's a gobdaw across the road. I know, lovely person, but just has a big bush. So it's trimming the bush all day long, on and on and on. So sorry if the sound is worse than usual. So I'm going to start with the main trap hole at the moment, I find, is people trying to pretend you've won money or want to lodge money to your account, or banks emailing you when it's not even a bank. And yeah, I'm going to ring around to see if there are other gobdaws who fall for this. So here we go.
Hi there. I just want to let you know that you've won $10,000 in a draw. And if you could give me your bank details, I would lodge the money immediately.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
If this is not a scam, I don't think I've ever heard one in my life.
Okay, well, it is April Fool's Day, so well done you. You're clever.
It's not April Fool's Day. It's not. You need to check your calendar.
Oh, dear. Okay, I'm that stupid. Thank you. Hi there. You've just won $10,000 in a draw, and I was wondering if you would give me your bank details, and I could lodge the winnings.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, how may I help you?
Hi there. I just want to let you know that your dentistry office has won a draw. You've won $10,000.
Oh, we're good. Thank you.
Okay, so I don't know if people are very smart or whether my acting is just so bad. I tried approaching people in supermarkets to see if they had any pranks they could tell me about. But again, I've been thrown out of a second supermarket. So I went on to WhatsApp and I reached out to my friends on various groups and asked them to send in their pranks, any crazy stories, mean, strange or funny from over the years.
Hi, guys. God, I didn't know who to tell. I'm so excited. I just got late news from America that I'm after getting a lead in a Netflix series. I just can't believe it. I'm too excited to type. No, it's filming in the Aran Islands. It'll be fairly rough, I'd say, and I'm playing a sheep shagger. No, it's April Fool's this week, and I'm just gathering stories for people. So I just said I'd see how long I could lie to ye that I was got a lead in a Netflix series. If any of ye have ever had anyone do a prank on ye, whether it was funny, mean, strange, whatever, or whether you've done a prank to someone else, told them a joke, please let me know. You can direct message me, as I'm gathering funny stories or awkward pranks for a podcast this week. Yep.
What's up, Norma? What's the crack? How are you? I had such a laugh listening to your voice note last night. You fucking idiot. But yeah, I wanted to voice note you because I was hit with a really good April Fool's once. So let me remember correctly. I was at uni and I was a bit of a nerd when I was at uni. I loved getting all my work done. And I was offered this opportunity when I was at uni to go away to Barcelona to study for 6 months. So it was this like class trip that was going to be happening. And all I had to do to get, you know, to get to the final stages of going on the trip was that I had to pass all of my assignments. So I worked really hard in the second year, and I woke up one day and the girls in my flat had said, "Bridget, you just got a letter through the door." And that was strange in university accommodation, getting post. So strange to start off with, but I got this letter, and it was a letterhead. It had a letterhead of our university, St. Mary's College. And it was a letter from one of the priests that taught us at the college to say that I was being invited in for an interview as part of an investigation, because the final essay that I'd submitted had shown up for plagiarism. And I had to call a number and come in urgently to arrange a meeting to come into university urgently to discuss this issue. Obviously, the whole trip to Barcelona was riding on this. I thought I was going to be kicked out of uni, and I freaked out. And I thought, oh my God, somebody's copied my essay. Like I would ever copy an essay, because I was such a nerd. But how do you prove that to a priest? And freaked out and was basically hyperventilating. And my friends were saying, "Bridget, call the number, call the number." And I was like, "No, I'm not going to call a number. I don't know what to say. What am I going to do? I need to phone my mom." Didn't know what to do. And one of the girls was really adamant. She would see I was getting very upset and was really adamant that I call the number. And she lifted her own phone, started dialing in the number. And I was like, "Why are you letting her call a number? I don't want to call a number right now." And it turned out when she dialed in the actual digits of the number and pressed call, that it came up on her phone as Mickey Murray, one of my neighbours and best friends from childhood, who didn't even go to our university, who through some like long process of planning had got access to the letterhead, like a piece of letterheaded stationery from our university, found out the name of our lecturers, found out the name of my modules, and totally April Fool's me. And oh my goodness, the sweet relief. Like I really thought my life was on the line, but he did an amazing job and I actually haven't got him back. Need to get thinking about that. But yeah, that was my all-time ultimate April Fool's disaster, let's say.
Our wee Bridget is so lovely and she'd fall for anything. She's so sweet.
That was really, really mean. That was horrible. Some of the other ones I got texted into me that people didn't want to voice was someone proposed to someone and they weren't joking. And it wasn't funny for them. Oh dear. One I did on my kids last year was... I said I'd brownies ready and they came down and I had cut out brown shaped E's, not E's, sorry, brown paper in the shape of an E. Another one was they told me that there was a leak in the toilet and I came down and there was a big vegetable leak sitting on top of the toilet. Cling film is another one they put under the lid. So you sit down and there's cling film, so it'll splash back, you get a nice splash back. They glued coins on the road last year for a bit of entertainment and sat inside and watched numerous people stop to pick them up. One that someone else did was put Brussels sprouts in iced lollies. So you cover Brussels sprouts in icing and give it to your kids. Peanut butter was a good one. Someone sent in, they put peanut butter, a chunky peanut butter all over their shoe and walked through the kitchen and freaked out their mother. What was there any other ones? Oh God. Oh yeah. Their neighbour loved their car so much they put a little note on the car going, "Sorry I damaged your car but I had to dash away." And they watched the neighbour staring at every nook and cranny of the car for ages. Another one that is, you can prank your kids, say you're going to put them up for adoption, but most kids wouldn't mind leaving their parents, I'd say. So I'm going to reach out to my sister now and try and prank her, because she's very practical, very organised, and we'll see what she thinks of this prank.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello?
Hi, Blah. Have you a minute there?
Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
I am.
Okay.
What'll I do?
You're not Norm, are you?
April Fools.
I actually didn't even skip a heartbeat. I was like, okay, first of all, if she was...
By the way, you're on a podcast. By the way, I'm recording you.
Right. I didn't react the way you were hoping to, so I'd say, did I?
No, it was kind of ideal, actually. But no. I do remember when I told you I was pregnant with my third, and you were like, "What? Do you not have two in the bag with the twins? What are you doing?" So I thought you'd be a good one to prank on this one.
No, I mean, if you were, you wouldn't have been that calm. Possibly if you were, you would never even have told me or anybody else.
Right. Oh my God. I can't imagine at 44. Having it, I'd be 45 having it. But people do, like.
Yeah. They do, yeah. Definitely. We know people that did.
Anyway. How are things there?
Grand, it's funny you should ring saying that now, because I actually was just up in the attic there looking for something, and I really did have to look in places that I'd say I haven't looked at in 10 years, and I actually was shocked to see that I actually still have so much baby stuff shoved into corners in the attic that if someone asked me, I'd be like, nah, that's all gone. Now, obviously, they're vintage at this stage, they'll never be used, but yeah, they'll just have to get... see a skip there hopefully in the next year or two. But I was surprised to see how much stuff I had.
Do you think you kept them in case you were minding someone else's kids, or were they actual
kids? No, I'd say no. It was just my brain couldn't process what to do with them, so I just plucked them into the attic.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So do you, like, when you hear someone's pregnant, right, are you happy for them, or do you still get that kind of traumatic churn in the stomach?
Generally, I suppose you're happy for them. You just hope that they might have a different experience, or that they can focus in on all the good. You know, you hear people saying, oh, she's forgettable at all anyway, you don't remember it. But I don't remember particular instances. I mean, obviously there are a few.
Yeah.
But just the whole general thing was hard going for about 5 years, really, wasn't it?
Well, you kind of had Irish triplets, really. They just came wham, bam, wham, didn't they, really?
Yeah, I mean, I should be so grateful because I never had difficulty getting pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I was like, oh yeah, there's a year since the last one, I'll go again, and boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, with Ian, I remember standing below in the house in Kerry and hiding, eating a huge tub of Haagen-Dazs. And just as I ended the tub, I just went, shit, I'm pregnant. I'm like, hence the reason that I was out gorging the ice cream and that I didn't want to share it with anyone.
Oh, right. Okay, whereas myself and some of the other sisters, it could be any day of the week we'd be troughing into it on our own. Right. Yeah. Mom used to say if she got cravings for chipper chips, that was the sign.
That was her sign.
Yeah. Come here, do you remember, speaking of April Fool's Day and stuff, do you remember ever doing a prank on someone or someone doing a prank on you?
Norma, this is Nino you're talking to. Like, of all the sisters, I would be the least... spontaneous, funny, like it would have to be planned so well that by the time it happened it would just be too bland and too serious. No, I can't ever remember. Now, I do think someone maybe caught me out once or twice, but I just can't spring to mind.
Right, okay.
Then it'd be very good now for those kind of stories. Back in the heyday, he'd have done a lot of that kind of stuff, definitely.
Yeah, I might ask him, has he got a few? Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't anyway. I'd be useless for that kind of thing. Yeah. That kind of thing probably would put me under pressure. That would be just...
awful.
That'd be too much effort, stress, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And how's the cafe? I'll give a shout out to the cafe this week in the podcast. My niece, Sheena, who did Fitz's Family with me, is after setting up a coffee hut?
Coffee hut, yeah, with her cousin.
Amazing.
Well, no, they did have a bit of help in the background, all right, Norma.
With organised flowers.
Yeah. No, we don't have to name any names or give anybody any credit.
Except
but
you.
They did get a bit of help, just in case there's other parents out there going, oh my God, like my 16-year-old could never do something like that. Because, you know, when you hear kids achieving things and you just start to question your own parenting and your own inadequacies.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Don't let this be one of those. But, no, they are brilliant. They did work hard, all right.
Yeah.
And it is up and running and they are working hard and it's going very well, but mostly because the local people are so, so supportive.
Yeah. And like, it's called the Haggard.
Loyalty cards, because some people are... so good.
Oh God, don't do them. Just give them a freebie when you see them. So it's called the Haggard and it's in Whitechurch. Yeah. I think you gave me the best parenting advice ever. It was, what was it? Well, just don't ask me because I've done everything wrong. Go and, like, everyone's route is different.
Yeah. Or I remember you saying to me, do you remember that time you minded Sheena for us and we went away for a week and Sheena was 14 months, I suppose?
Yeah.
And do you remember you... Your motto used to be, Asher, they won't remember.
Oh God, yeah. Before the age of three, there's no memory.
Yeah, but like, there is an awful lot of truth in that thing about how they're
nurtured.
Mentally,
right.
Emotionally developed in that first 6 years.
Right. Well, then we can focus on the age 3 to 6 when there's a Montessori involved then. But like, I wouldn't worry too much about the 0 to 3.
I know, but you see, I spent my... first 5 years wishing it by, so by the time then I was saying look, if they can just get past this then I'll be able to be effective.
Right.
But sure, it was all done and dusted.
Yeah,
anyway, look, they did fine because they had Tina and Bella and Elaine and all the other great minders.
Blonde, you're bloody brilliant mother. But I did appreciate that, because so many parents do tell you what to do when nobody can know how to manage a child if they don't know the child. Like,
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, there'll probably be someone listening to this and go, I remember her at the toddler group pontificating about what I should and should not be doing. If I did, it was probably something that did work for me. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think those Gina Ford books and a lot of those other guides, if for some reason your child doesn't conform to them, or if for many reasons, because most children don't, I would imagine they only add to the stress.
Well, Gina Ford doesn't have kids, apparently, and the super nanny doesn't have kids either. So, not saying that they still shouldn't know, but it's tricky to give advice if you haven't gone through it. But then it goes, suppose they've nannied. Yeah, they're one step removed.
Yeah.
Right, go on, I let you go.
Gina Ford has no kids, supposedly.
Yeah, I think she hasn't. Yeah, no, I wished awful things on her.
Well, actually, that probably makes sense, because that means that explains why she timed her research and wrote the book.
Yeah, and the other one doing documentaries. Right, okay.
Anyway, obviously, Norma, if you had been pregnant, we would be so joyous and celebrating with you and welcoming my beautiful niece or nephew or twins again, maybe in your case, into the world. And for the 4 times that I see you a year, I'm sure I'd be able to turn it on and pretend I'm happy for you.
You could throw me the shit out of the corner of your attic. That's what you could do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I have a feeling, though, some of your older kids might end up relocating to Cork or something.
Oh, God, yeah, the teenagers as well.
Imagine the twins if you actually did announce you were pregnant.
No, we'd have to get a granny flat to shove the baby into or something like that. Or,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, no, I understand. Okay, go on. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye. I'll go back to my cleaning and sorting. Bye.
I love Blow. When I want to be organised or practical about something, which like, I find very difficult, I pretend to be her. I use my acting skills and I go, right, get into Blonde and said, now what would she do? What would she prioritise now to get this sorted? And she's actually very funny because she's so practical.
I lived with her for a bit in college, and one side of the bedroom was like a show house, and my side of the bedroom looked like we'd been burgled. Anyway, we're all different, and that coffee hub is fantastic, the Haggart in Whitechurch. Do drop in if you're around the area, and it's in your 5 kilometres. Okay, thank you for listening to the episode. If you enjoyed, tell your friends. If you didn't, shut your hole and do follow. I think that's the new thing now. Subscribe is a thing of the past. So, because people think they have to pay if they subscribe, I think it's follow now is the one. Whatever, fake it. Take a screen grab and share it, or forward it to someone if you think they'd want a gale or a cry. Okay, thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.